The upcoming Euro Cup could increase human trafficking. A medical team's work in Haiti is an investment in the church's future there. And high school students in the U.S. did something more than study world geography. These stories and more are coming up on today's broadcast of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Behind the mask of stadiums and fans dwells a darker side to the upcoming Euro Cup. EFCA Reach Global's Amy Ritchie is in Ukraine, where half the soccer cup is going to be played. She says Kiev is prettying up, but can't hide everything.
While they're very busy working on the outside embellishments, there are a lot of hurting people, both here in Ukraine, and unfortunately, people that will be brought into Ukraine against their will, that will live a nightmare because of the game.
Human trafficking and prostitution will skyrocket during the games. Richie's been in on church and hotel trainings to help spot trafficking, though.
There are places that we live and there are places that we go that Satan has a stronghold and that he prepares his people and that he gets ready for. But we need to get ready for it, and we need to shine Christ's love and Christ's light.
Games start next Friday, June 8th. Pray through them with a guide at our website. Next, it's been more than 2 years since the devastating earthquake crippled Haiti. It not only killed thousands, but it displaced about a million more. Medical Teams International's Bas van der Zalm says they're helping a camp of 120,000 people. Initially, there weren't any churches, schools, clinics, or infrastructure there. That's when the church got involved.
Haitian Christians have felt led to move into the area and begin churches to reach out to people who are there. And we have gone with them and are providing a clinic and health care alongside these churches.
Working with the local church is vital.
People not only receive physical help, but also opportunities for people to pray with them, and many do, in fact, then engage with the churches as well. By doing that, we're building the church structure in Haiti itself, and the work we do then, it will continue on.
That will continue years after Medical Teams is gone. Click on the link at our website to give $30 to help a Haitian family. This is Mission Network News. When a crisis hits in places like Syria or Iraq, it's easy to think, why don't they just leave? But for those who do leave, life can sometimes be just as hard. Many who flee to Jordan are living in a country illegally. Without any legal recognition, struggling families can't work and are treated like dogs. But the Southern Baptist International Mission Board says a church in Jordan runs a free clinic. As they reach out with practical kindness, people from all backgrounds are responding to Christ's love. Help at our website. Next, needy kids in Mangu of Western Zambia are pumped for the community's first playgrounds. The shipment container from Kids Alive International with all the play equipment just got there. They're just waiting on two mission teams to go out next month and put them together. According to Pastor Lubinda Sikufele with Kids Alive Zambia, these playgrounds do more than just entertain the kids. He says they try to take them away from the mischievous activities, so this play equipment is a blessing. There's enough equipment to build three playgrounds. Each playground will be set up at one of the Kids Alive children's homes or schools. On top of the rescuing children from the streets or tough situations, Kids Alive brings them the good news. He says most of these children, where they come from, their families don't believe the God that we believe in. And so usually when they come into their care, into their schools, and into their homes, they're introduced to the transforming power of the gospel, our Lord Jesus Christ. Pray these playgrounds will open doors to the gospel. And who knew you could drill wells in geography class? World geography students at Bel Air High School in Texas learned about the horrible situation in countries that don't have clean drinking water. Their teacher, Brian Berry, is going on a mission trip this summer with Living Water International to drill a well and share the gospel. Berry's heart for the issue inspired his students. They raised over $2,000 to install a well for a needy community overseas. See our website for more information. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is approaching the end of our fiscal year. Help us end on a positive note, and we'll give you an encouraging one. A brand new CD from Charles Billingsley called Never Forsaken. 13 songs about the forsaken and the unloved, plus encouragement for you to do something about it. Go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.